855.
Never mind, it's going to be. It is a good day. When I'm looking for a shiver, I think about Roberto or Jennifer, or the guy at the TSA who gave me the pat down. Any or all of those scenarios. Cheap thrills. We're all about cheap here. Roberta is the queen of cheap. And, Jennifer, we're looking for inexpensive. And that's one of the reasons that we have the supermarket guru. I was thinking, later on in the hour, Richie, Peter Greenberg will be here to give us some good ways to have a trip overseas on a safe foreign airline.
Mm-hmm.
Peter
mm-hmm.
is one of the three or four travel experts that we have. We have a number of different experts when it comes to the various things to help your life be better. But there's only one. Make no mistake about it. Accept no substitutes. There's only one Phil Lempert. There's only one supermarket guru, and he is here. On a good day program, Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Thanksgiving and sticker shock in a moment. Phil is brought to you by the folks at the egg board, the American farmer who produces eggs, those incredible edible eggs. And Phil has the right voice, don't you think, Richie? People say that I sound sometimes like I have a voice that's edible, in fact.
Edible?
Phil,
an edible voice.
Edible with an E or an edible with an O?
An audible voice.
Yeah,
that's what they meant to say, was audible.
If you don't know how to spell it, it could be A. We have a lot of people listening to this program that aren't very good spellers.
I ate it.
So edible, the incredible edible egg.
But
listen to Phil's voice. Don't you think this sounds like a guy who really, his voice tells
very
you he likes food? Yeah, but
that's
it's a professional, but his voice sounds like it's yummy. He has one of those yummy-sounding voices.
You're getting a little weird on me there.
Well, that's weird.
Do you want to be alone? You guys can play TSA.
No, anything but that. I mean,
but we have been alone.
I'm just wandering up and down the supermarket aisles. That's
yes,
all.
He is.
Clean
all
up in aisle 5.
And in aisle 5, do they have those? We have eggs that come in. You can get them in a 6-pack. You can get a dozen eggs. You can get large eggs, small eggs, white eggs.
There's two interesting things about eggs. As you know, I think everybody knows by now, there's no difference nutritionally or taste-wise between white eggs and brown eggs.
No.
However, brown eggs are more expensive.
Yes.
And a couple of years ago, I was with a group of people from the egg board, and they were talking about what they could do, you know, to create more excitement and so on. And I said, well, why don't you do what people have done with donuts or bagels for years and have a baker's dozen, where what happens is you have a carton that has 13 eggs.
Hmm.
And they thought I was crazy.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't come out even. You got to have 14, 12 or 14.
No, I know. Well, you could use the other little cell for something else. And by the way, you know, you should always keep your eggs in that carton and not in the little plastic device that comes in
Why?
The supermarket. Because eggs actually breathe. And if you look carefully at the carton, there's a little air cell at the mm-hmm. bottom of that. So that way the eggs can continue to breathe, and they won't do that in those hard plastic ones.
Breathe. What does that mean, breathe? Their egg
breathe.
Shell
living.
Is hard.
Eggs are living.
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 Until you kill them by putting them in the frying pan.
You kill the egg.
That's the way we like them.
Is there any difference between chicken eggs and duck eggs? I've been eating duck eggs lately.
I believe so, yes. I think the duck eggs are a little... are a little higher in fat, if I recall correctly.
Cholesterol.
But I'm not sure what else.
Ostrich eggs also.
Why would you be eating duck eggs, Roberta?
Yeah.
I just think they taste... I like the way they taste.
Oh, okay. Are they the same size or are they smaller?
No, they're a little bigger.
Smaller. Bigger.
All right, now, let's talk about...
Is it any different?
The ones
different?
That I'm getting.
Don't mind me. I'm only the host of the program.
I'm sorry?
Is it any different when you quack them open?
When you quack them open? They're selling ostrich eggs, too, now at Whole Foods.
No.
They're hilarious. They're huge. They're like the old big
I'm sorry,
balls.
Phil. I apologize for the members of my staff.
They're $35 a piece in Whole Foods, the ostrich eggs.
quack them open?
I quack, quack. Quack.
What is the matter with you? What is the matter with you?
I quack my eggs.
Oh, will you be quiet?
But they have that little red dot in them.
Enough, as it
does
was.
That matter, Phil? That little red dot in the eggs?
Yes, that's called a blood spot. And you should avoid eating that.
Why?
It's the baby chicken.
That's the fetus.
It's extra protein, right?
Sure.
Okay, we've had enough of this.
Like the fly in your soup, you know?
Yeah, when I start to gag, we should move on.
Waiter, what's that fly doing in my soup? The backstroke.
Uh-huh. Rich, you may want to shut
the microphone
off.
She's foul.
Both of you. Thanksgiving and the price you have to pay, depending on what you're fixing for trimmings. There are ways that you can save. A lot of people have bought their turkeys already. They order them to have them prepared. Mm-hmm. Phil's going to talk about the most common way to have dishes that you love and not have to go down the aisle over and over again looking for the least expensive, because, frankly, it's pretty expensive. This year, the average turkey costing about $16.80 compared with $12.60 a year ago. So it's up, what is that? That's 25%.
So what's that a pound?
Well, it depends on how big the price. Wholesale price is up 33% for tom turkeys, and what you're seeing is you're seeing supermarkets who used to give away the turkeys not giving them away. They are having some promotions, but not nearly what it used to be.
So how many people do you think just opt to buy turkey breast that's already prepared? You know how you can go to the...
Oh, I think very few. Very few.
Because it isn't traditional. They want to see the whole turkey.
Exactly. In fact, we did a survey of our consumer panel. We've got about 100,000 people on our consumer panel.
At supermarketnews.com or supermarketguru.com?
Supermarketguru.
Yeah, okay.
And what we found is the number one thing that people are going to do this year is look for things on sale. So it's not going to be a traditional Thanksgiving. I think whatever's on sale, that's going to be the side dishes. Yeah. And the number two response, and this was my favorite one, is that about 60% of people said that they were going to go and find a friend and go to their house.
There you go.
60%?
So they didn't have to do it.
Yellow onions are up 22%. Fresh sweet potatoes up 22%. White potatoes up 17%. Celery, canned apples are down a bit. Canned green beans and corn and fresh cranberries are also.
Canned
Why would
green
you eat
beans?
Canned anything? Exactly.
Ugh.
So what do you tell people when they ask you about canned foods, mostly because of the way they're prepared? The controversy is the stuff gets cooked in the can. What do you tell people about things that come in a can?
Well, you know, it depends on what the commodity is. But, for example, if they're not adding any butter or sodium to it, they're actually packing them at the peak of freshness, and they're going to be better and have more nutrition than products that are bought either from, you know, countries 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 miles away, picked before they're ripe, or when something's out of season. So I think canned and frozen are good buys when produce is out of season. And, again, as long as you read the ingredients carefully.
Check philsfoodsense.org also to find out when the PBS special Phil Lembert's Food Sense is going to be airing in your market. He's all over the place because he's very knowledgeable. He's good, he's friendly, he's fun, and he's here on Good Day at 15 past the hour.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. home of the incredible edible egg.
The holidays are no doubt fun, but exhausting. The grind of it all can leave us focused on everyone but ourselves. Make your well-being a priority this holiday season and put Nature's Youth at the top of your Christmas list. Nature's Youth creates natural supplements that enhance your ability to defy aging, empowering you to feel younger, healthier, happier, and more fulfilled. What better time to feel more fulfilled than the holidays? And how convenient that most of their more than 100 products fit perfectly in a stocking. Like a box of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And guess what? Place any order, anything between now and January 1st, get $5 off that order and get a free bottle of Pro GHR spray. I mean, it is the holidays. Take advantage of the special holiday savings. $5 off any order, plus a free bottle of Pro GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. Or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here on the Good Day program. So we were talking about the cost of Thanksgiving meal and where some of the food comes from. The global food import industry tops $1 trillion. Do you know that, Phil?
Yeah, you know, it's not surprising. And in fact, last week we wrote a story, got a lot of emails and phone calls about it, about how much of our food actually comes from China. Mm-hmm. And people just don't realize that, you know, about 10 years ago, about $30,000 worth of juice concentrate came into this country from China, and now it's about $600 million.
Yeah.
We get most of our apple juice from China.
And most of it's bad. Most of it, you have a question about, like, the milk that came with the melamine in it. Everything that comes from China is a problem, except it's cheap. And you said before, all we are interested in, it seems, although I don't know that that's really true, because a lot of people are opting now. The locavore movement has really changed things, and that stuff is, by its nature, not inexpensive.
Well, exactly. But also keep in mind whether you're talking about organics or local food and so on. We're just talking about single digits, you know, 2% of
But food. Enough to stir up the pot when it came to Senate Bill 510, because the big companies who are very upset that the small farmers got exempted in the last run-through of the bill. I don't know that it's been voted on yet. But they didn't want that because they want to put the small guys out of business. So there must be some – it's registering someplace, Phil.
Well, I don't know if they want to put them out of business.
I do.
They want to have their source of supply from them. They want to control them where, you know, they'll come to your farm and they'll buy all your milk, for example, versus you selling it yourself.
Well, they've already done that, and I can't afford to sell it to them and stay in business. So,
well, that's the problem that so many farmers have. That's why they're selling this beautiful farm for condo development so that they can have enough money to live.
So there's something wrong with the system that doesn't support local agriculture and pushes us toward buying the junk that comes from overseas. And to what end?
Absolutely right. Yeah. You know, and I've got to tell you, country of origin labeling, which is, you know, a huge boon to I think every consumer. What we need to be doing is always looking at that package. I mean, people buy orange juice thinking that it's coming from
Florida,
you know, Florida or California, and it's all coming from Brazil and other places.
Yeah.
And then they look at it and they say, oh, my God, I didn't realize that. Well,
and that was part of this bill being corrupted.
Where do all of the oranges in Florida and California go then?
Very, very small supply. There are some juices that have them, but very, you know, about 5% of the industry.
Find out more about Phil, his comings and goings, his expertise and his advice. Phil Lempert's Food Sense, SupermarketNews.com, SupermarketGuru.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
That I feel aptly apply regarding the hand-wringing that's going on by the major broadcast groups. It's sad, it's hypocritical, it's pandering, it's shallow, it's myopic, it's overwrought, it's insincere, it's un-American, it's laughable. Except that it's become kind of scary for people like me who wonder what is the right thing to say on the air, what's appropriate and what isn't. We've started a new McCarthy era.
I don't care how high or how low people in either the Republican or Democrat Party are unhappy about our method. This fight is going to go on as long as I am in the United States, sir.
Good morning, those heavens, good day.
Time for some more music from the American Music Awards last night. This selection comes from New Kids on the Block and the Backstreet Boys performing together for the first time. Step by step. Can you tell us about this, Jen?
That I love it.
I don't want to know about you loving it.
Wow. No, they're going on tour together again. Right, so this is what the
they've been at it before.
They did once before, yeah.
Who is in New Kids on the Block?
Let's see. There was Jordan, Danny, Donnie Wahlberg, who's on Blue Bloods.
Right.
Joey McIntyre.
Wasn't Mark Wahlberg in this, too, first?
No. Mark was the rapper on his own.
Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch.
Okay. All right, so...
And then do you want to know the Backstreet Boys?
Let's
see, you have Howie D.
Jennifer, when you rattle off these names, do you have to turn around and look at your butt to tell us because they got them tattooed all over?
Oh, no, I just look at the poster on my wall.
Oh, okay.
Howie D, Nick Carter. Oh, gosh, who else?
All right, Richie, play the two of them singing Larger Than Life.
People, can't you see, can't you see?
Larger Than Life. New Kids on the Block. The Backstreet Boys. Musically speaking, 26 after the hour. Doug Steffens, America. I'm going to have it. Let's get a new TV show. Doug Steffens, America. Sarah Palin can do Sarah Palin's Alaska. Why can't I do Doug Steffens, America?
I like the Carolt thing. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
That'd be good.
I would like to meet 19-year-old Jose Salcido.
All right, why?
Was in court last week. Took the stand. Interesting. He is one of the foremost activists in Miami for legalization by undocumented immigrants. In other words, he wants to make illegal immigrants all legal. He was a keynote speaker at a rally in Miami at Dade College's Inter-American campus in Little Havana. He told the court last Wednesday that he was here illegally, admitted to it. Student Government Association president,
president of the Inter-American Campus Culture Group. He's a student rep on the Board of Trustees at Miami-Dade College in the Honors Program. Noted in one of college publication of the 550 most elite students in the country, 19-year-old Jose Salcido, an illegal immigrant.
You know, I went to the dentist the other day, and it's a friend of my wife's, Latina.
The dentist is.
Uh-huh. Telling me about she took her 13-year-old son to this kind of thing where they get to meet students that help them, you know, think about what they want to do for college.
Right.
And one of the kids was exactly what you just described. Exactly.
Yeah.
He came here looking for his father, who had abandoned his mother mm-hmm. at the age of 14.
Right.
Found his father in California, ended up being a nothing, was on the streets, somehow got into school, and is now an honor student at some college as a freshman.
Really?
And, you know, and I asked her, I was like, did he ever become? She's like, no, he got his green card. He somehow found a way to get his green card. And then you think, you know what? This guy could end up being a really great American.
Yeah, do you think if you graduate, you should
right
get
way,
automatic citizenship?
He's doing it. He's doing
coming
it
up,
now,
what so. Barbara Bush says about Sarah Palin here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you're planning to fly on an unfamiliar foreign airline, you may be wondering how safe it is. Well, here's one of the ways you can go about researching that kind of information. If you're traveling on a major international carrier, check with the International Air Transport Association. At least 190 of its 240 member airlines have passed the organization's strict safety audit process. The U.S.-based Federal Aviation Administration has a list of countries whose aviation safety standards have not been certified by the International Civil Aviation Organization. That list is limited to countries whose airlines land in the U.S. A really good resource is the blacklist kept by the European Union. Those are the airlines that have refused to land in the EU based on safety assessments and other factors. And there's even a website called airdisaster.com, which keeps a database of air disasters dating back to 1950. And it allows you to search specific airlines' track records. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. You never know what's out there when traveling. That's why Travel Guard offers travel insurance plans for the unexpected, trip cancellation and interruption, emergency medical and health expenses, lost or stolen baggage. With a Travel Guard plan, you'll be covered from the time you book your trip to the moment you arrive home. Talk to your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Headquartered in New York, New York. Refer to actual policy for scope and limitations.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and cross food off your to-do list.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
I got a feeling that today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day.
33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, where you learn how to eat well, lose weight. We have the power here to hopefully, through your enduring listening to the program, get you to be a better place to be into the winner's circle. After all, your greatest glory is not in never failing, because we all fail about stuff, but coming out, you know, the old phoenix rising out of the ashes thing? If you are determined that you will eventually break down all of the resistance that may be before you, incompetence, anger, hurt, fear, all those obstacles, you get rid of those and you will reach your goal. It's that simple. And sort of imagine, close your eyes if you can, I don't want you to close your eyes if you're driving, but if you aren't, close your eyes and imagine that you're surrounded by angels that lift you up and bring you to a better place. Because I'm convinced there are angels all around all of us. Some of them take a human form. Some of them maybe not so much. I remember the first time that I ever had a conversation with my mother about angels. I thought that because I'd just seen Peter Pan. And I remember hearing people in church talk about angels. And I thought Peter Pan was an angel. And I've always in my mind, from that point, I probably was, 4 or 5 years old, something like that at the time, 6 years old maybe. From that time to this, any time I imagine angels, I imagine Peter Pan.
I do the same thing except with Doug Steffen.
Oh, good, yes.
Is he wearing a robe?
Is there a difference between a male and a female angel? No, they're all angels.
Every time I picture an angel, I imagine Victoria's Secret models flying around.
I'm going to tell you. Clay Cohut, speaking of angels, is here with his daily report of social media.
Far from it.
Et cetera. Also, a couple of stories that are being followed, and I noticed this one is a lot of online buzz about Barbara Bush being interviewed tonight. The interview was done on Friday, so, of course, CNN leaked some of the stuff so that they get people to watch Larry King's show on CNN. So he has former President Bush and his wife on, and they have a pretty frank discussion. So the PR, you got to watch the show to figure it out, but so the PR would tell you. They address topics like the Tea Party, and they talk about Sarah Palin's vice presidential candidacy, also about George's book, et cetera, et cetera. So Larry King asks Barbara Bush for her read on Sarah Palin, And this is what's floating around Clay on the social media. She said, quote, I sat next to her once, thought she was beautiful. I think she's very happy in Alaska, and I hope she'll stay there.
Wow, that's kind of
I do. I consider it cowardly.
Uh-huh. I thought that was pretty interesting. Anyway, let's see here. On the Tea Party, the former president said they're all right. Some of their ideas make sense, but he's a bit confused by what the Tea Party really is or how members fit into getting the Republicans to do their thing.
So see, I think that Sarah Palin is not going to run as a Republican, but going to run as a Tea Partier.
Maybe. Up against the other.
Here it is, everybody, the professional
opinion. Hey, you know what?
Mark my words, Rich.
He may not be wrong about that. He may not be wrong, Rich. He may not be wrong.
All right. Clay on the
another online
talk shows next.
A couple of other buzzes online that you can follow. I mean, this is part of the new media thing. When Prince Charles was interviewed for, it wasn't 60 Minutes, it was 2020. Where was that interview?
It was
it was Brian Williams, so that would have been 2020. On
Buzz. 2020.
Was it 2020?
No, 2020 is ABC.
All right, so Dateline then.
There you go, Dateline.
Dateline NBC. So this is another. They're all leaking these stories and putting them on the Internet everywhere so that people will see, hey, we got to watch the rest of that interview. It's very clever. We do that from time to time here, have a little bit of an interview, and then say, hear the rest of the interview at gooddayshow.com. Not a bad ploy to get people to go online. So anyway, one of the things we was talking about is the question that Richie asked a little bit ago. How come the son, his son could be the king,
yeah, I don't get
but
this.
He can't be the king? Well, that's not really quite true. He is Prince William is second in line. Charles is first in line. All right?
Hmm.
And so if Charles were to take the throne, Camilla would legally be the queen.
Right.
But she planned to adopt the title of Princess Consort and would never be, she said she would never be the queen. So I thought that was interesting. And so Brian Williams says, well, could she become the Queen of England? Would she change her mind about what she said before? And Charles said, we'll have to see, won't we?
Well, if she knocks him off, then, you know, she would be the queen.
I want to be queen.
Well, I
want to be queen for
a
day.
Googled why Prince Charles, because I still don't understand why.
That's your problem, that you don't understand.
Because his mother is not dead. Here's an answer that's posted online.
He can't be king because his mother's alive.
Oh, that's right. Because
she's the queen.
She's the queen.
Yeah. But when she dies, he would become the king.
If she dies,
I want to be king.
Before he does, then he becomes king. If he dies before she does, then his son becomes the king.
Right.
It's pretty simple, Rich.
I get it.
Simple minds. Yeah, I think he can be.
Yeah, that would
20
be
minutes
gross.
Before the hour. Right, so, yeah. Clay, what's your big social media headline today?
Well, there's still a lot of talk about the TSA, Doug, but one story in specifically got a lot of buzz this week, which was apparently members of Congress can opt out of airport security altogether, even though pilots cannot. This story broke whenever the New York Times ran an article.
I didn't know that.
The New York Times ran an article. Apparently, and I don't want to pronounce his name wrong, Representative John A.
Boehner.
Yeah.
Boehner.
Boehner. Boner.
If you want to be a jerk, you can call it Boner.
Boner.
It's Boehner.
He had to fly this week, and he was hustled through security right past all the ordinary passengers. And it started, someone posted about it online.
Yeah.
And so I got a few comments here. One user says, I very, very vividly remember all the crap I was fed in public school about the Soviet Union and how government bureaucrats had a great life compared to the commoners. Mm. This story illustrates the same divide in the U.S.
Yep. They're so silly to do that. They just open themselves up for ridicule.
I know, for more.
Which is
there's already enough.
Yeah. Wow.
I think we should add them to the long list of people that should be able to skip security.
Then I want to be. There is a move afoot to get frequent flyers. Once you do a background check on them, they will have a pass, just like pilots and these guys. You'll have a little card that you can wear or you can show.
What if they want your fingerprint, Doug?
They want my fingerprint?
Mm-hmm.
If it means I go through the airport more quickly. I don't think that's not what I've heard was necessary. I've already been fingerprinted anyway because I've been arrested. So my fingerprint's in the system.
What were you arrested for?
It's a long
story. Clay.
We have to continue. I'll tell you the story sometime, but we don't have time for it now because I want to get to today's poll. Have you ever seen so far the new Harry Potter movie? It was, let's see here. I was at the midnight release. I love Harry Potter. B, I saw it over the weekend. C, not yet, but I'm going to see it soon. Let's see here. D, no, and I'm not planning on seeing it. Witchcraft is the devil's plaything. And E, I'm waiting for Dick Cheney's review. Congratulations to Clay. Not one should in any of the... See, I told
Yay,
you you
could
do
it.
No
Yay,
should
Clay.
In the questions.
I actually wrote it last Wednesday.
Oh, good. Okay. Congratulations. The poll from last Friday, you happy that General Motors did so well with its IPO? 59% of you said the bet has paid off, but we should have put money there. It is. Well, it's the old... That was last Friday. Put money into GM in the first place. Too risky. Sorry, I don't agree with that. I think we did the right thing there. It's the banks that we bailed out that we ought not to have bailed out. Anyway, 24% of you said, yes, I was for the government investment in GM, and I'm glad it paid off. That's where I am on this. 9%, no, GM losing money would have taught the government a lesson in bailouts. 8%, Dick Cheney is happy driving his new Cadillac, and I'm happy for him.
Wait a minute. I'm just like researching this Boehner thing.
Yes, Rich. Whether he can get on or off without being...
apparently, any was not receiving special treatment, and a law enforcement official said any member of Congress or administration official with a security detail is allowed to bypass security. Well, so I guess the higher ups, like the Pelosi's, the Reeves, the Boehner's, mm-hmm. who come with a security detail, can pass through because of that. So if you're just a lowly regular congressman without a security detail, you have to go through the line.
If I hire pilots?
If you hire Clay, no, because it's not a government.
If I hire Clay as a security detail, it doesn't work.
It's not a government-issued security detail. If you have a government-issued security detail, then you get the...
If I forge the government-issued security detail with Clay?
That's right.
I just think if they're going to go out on a limb and say, these people that are in Congress aren't going to blow up the plane, then we should throw pilots in there, gay people in there, and people with breast implants.
Right. Okay, thank you. Thank 17 you. Before the hour. Here's the email. Here's the video of the day, and it's all about the TSA. The first one, Richie, there's some audio from this one. There is a this is going to be Wednesday times 10 is last Saturday. They had an unbelievable line at O'Hare, 500 feet out the door.
Oh, my goodness.
In each direction.
In each direction.
Oh,
here's the audio
from
that reality.
Which one is this, Doug?
This would be the first video of the day, Richie. TSA causes massively long lines.
Hold on one second.
I know, you're ready. Okay, the other video, for those of you, before we get to Richie, there's a young boy strip searched at the TSA, 6-year-old boy strip searched. He was chosen at random. For a pat-down, it's extraordinarily invasive, disgusting, unnecessary, and this is the kind of stuff that has made people with complete credibility upset about it.
Okay. So here we have security line.
This is a guy just talking to
O'Hare.
Look at that.
Just to get through security, that's one line, and then all the way down.
Yeah.
To get through security.
Wow.
Incredible.
Wow. Stupid.
It goes down the whole length of the airport.
Just stupid.
Ridiculous. Oh,
wait till Wednesday. People are going to be so angry. This will ruin a lot of people's
Thanksgiving. It's going to be a protest, right? They're going to
They're going to slow down the lines.
Saying everybody requests a pat-down.
Everybody's going to request a pat-down. And the average one took me about 2.5-3 minutes to get mine.
And let me tell you, everybody's going to want to get to where they're going.
Richie,
they're going to try and make it.
Everybody is not. Most people are, but there'll be enough people that are off that. Remember that opt-out group?
I guarantee
screw things up.
The
it was 500 feet out the door in either direction on Saturday at O'Hare. It'll be 1,000 feet, 1,500 feet. Imagine LAX. I mean, I can just imagine Terminal 1, Jennifer, where they're always out the door anyway, the Southwest.
Awful. Yeah, when you drive by.
Can you imagine what that's going to look like?
Woo-hoo.
My
Makes
God.
Makes me happy not to go anywhere this holiday.
All right.
Ugh.
So that's the story. You have a video that you'd like us to see. You want to share a video with us, please send it along to Doug at DougStephan.com with the link to the video. Be happy to have it on. Dr. Ken Kronos, the medical expert for the Good Day program, along in just a moment to keep you physically fit, we can only hope.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally. with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
There's been a lot of media buzz on something called resveratrol lately. Resveratrol is believed to be a possible missing piece of the puzzle known as the French paradox. The paradox lies in the fact that although the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other related health issues. It was revealed that the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound resveratrol, which is from the skin of the grapes in the red wine that the French drink, just might be the missing piece to the puzzle. Now, if you want to get resveratrol in your diet, I recommend a fantastic product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from Genesis Today. And it includes 25 milligrams of trans resveratrol in every serving. Now, that's equivalent to the resveratrol in approximately 50 glasses of red wine. This heart-healthy juice has a light, refreshing, great flavor, and I know that you will love it.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink, so if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Man to man, woman to woman, man to woman. He's got the medical info. There's interesting and important news for those of you who are on Darvon or Darvocet. Been a drug that's been used for a long time. Stay tuned. We'll have you informed and maybe upset. We'll find out in a second. First, though, I don't want to upset you. I want to make you feel better. Actually, feeling better and being better are not always the same thing. When you take Sustanex, however, they are. Right, Ken? Would you agree with that overall? That's sort of a positioning paper. When you are taking Sustanex, you will be well and you will feel well. At least that's my experience.
Absolutely. The healthy bacteria, the probiotics in Sustanex have added benefits that you don't expect. You know, you expect it to help you protect yourself against all these viruses that are out there, keep yourself healthy, but it also helps the digestive system. If you're suffering from any digestive systems problems, you need these healthy bacteria to make all these systems and problems go away.
One of the stories today has to do with children visiting the ER and the impact of cold medicines. You don't have to give your children cold medicines if you've got them on Sustanex. They'll be healthy. They'll fight themselves. They'll be defended against flu, cold, that kind of stuff. Probiotics, the kind of probiotics in Sustanex, are what your entire family need to boost their immune system against cold and flu viruses and other things as well. Go online to gooddayshow.com. See the Try Sustanex box there. Click onto it. Get a $5 off coupon. Go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, which includes any of the big box stores, the Target, the CVS, the Walgreens. Sustanex, ask for it by name. All right, so what about the ER visits? Cold medicines are not good, apparently, as if I'm reading between the lines right here.
Well, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this morning, Doug, that removing cough and cold medicines for the very young children from store shelves has led to a big decline in emergency room visits for bad reactions to these drugs.
How about them apples, folks? Darvon, Darvocet, look out.
Yes, again, the FDA looking pretty puny on this one. This is a drug that's been out since the 1950s, propoxifen. It's called Darvon, or you add Tylenol to it. It's called Darvocet. I don't use this very much. It's not that great a drug, but it's used for pain. It's been used for many years. And the problem is that it can cause arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. The FDA removed it. Europe did it 6 years ago. Why they waited so long, who knows?
Why? Because they're the FDA. That's why they know all, see all, smell
all. Don't stop it immediately. Talk to your doctors. You need to be tapered off of it.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The Ad Council.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one goes, and another one does. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, I'll get you. Another one bites the dust.
We like it a lot, Chuck.
Yeah. Chucker and Roberto are a little left of the center.
Oh, a little.
Just a tad.
So Chucker is all upset about Megyn Kelly, who's in GQ. She's a reporter on Fox.
She's hot.
She's an anchor.
She's an anchor, okay. Yeah,
she's got her own
app. See, I like the woman who's on in the morning. I don't know about
you. You like Gretchen Carlson.
I like Gretchen Carlson. Yeah. More of my
yeah, but this guy, you see the Megyn Kelly GQ pictures.
All right, so Chucker, what's your problem with the pictures in GQ of Megyn Kelly?
I don't have a problem. I was, when I honestly, my first reaction, I was surprised they let her do it. That's
yeah, I was a little surprised too.
Yeah.
But
no,
I'm glad.
But why? Why are you surprised? Fox,
oh, can I answer
is
that question?
Fox, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Yeah.
Fox ought to be known as the TNA. You know, they talk about fair and balanced. No. They aren't fair and balanced. They're TNA.
It's Univision in English.
Yeah. Exactly. They're hot boys and, yeah, right. You know,
okay.
Hot women.
So,
this is why I was surprised when you're the anchor for election night coverage.
Yeah.
It's just very weird that they approved her doing it. I just that was my reaction when I seen it. I mean, obviously I like the picture.
They just want the politicians to like them, Chucker.
That's all right. That's it. Right.
I mean, obviously I like the picture. She's very, very attractive.
Chuck Curry is here. Movie Moments to review how things went as far as there's no doubting who the business winner is from this weekend. But we'll talk about. At the various percentages. That was another one, Bites the Dust, performed by Queen from Iron Man 2. Robert Downey Jr., Don Cheadle, Gwyneth Paltrow, Samuel L. Jackson, Mickey Rourke, Scarlett Johansson, who is only 26 today. Scarlett Johansson, 26 years old. And
wow.
She looks a lot, she's had a lot of experience. But isn't it interesting how Don Cheadle and Samuel L. Jackson are in almost every movie that gets, I mean, they're everywhere, those guys.
They
Cheadle
are.
And Jackson are everywhere. Jackson has been said that he never turns down a script. You want me to do a movie? I'm there. What do you want me to do? You hear that, Chucker, about him?
It's that way. I mean, the guy probably is in 3 movies a year, at least.
At least.
4.
Yeah. All right, what did you start to say, Chucker?
I said he's in like 3 or 4 movies
no,
a year.
No, but before that, somebody started to say something, and I didn't hear. All right, let's move on. Here we go with a movie starring 1, 2, 3... likeable, well-known actors. Not difficult. Fast through the clips. You call us fast. you win the prize. 800-510-8255. Those of you who are new to the news stations this morning, we do this every day at this time. Got three clips from a movie. If you've never won before any of the stations, that's the criteria. You can never have won before on Movie Moments. Give other people the chance. Here's the first clue.
He is a little rusty right now, but that's a trademark Tasker takeoff. I got to be honest with you. It's like riding a bike. You never forget, really. We might want to take shelter.
That's at the end of the movie. 800-510-8255. Everybody should have it. Everybody got it? You don't recognize that voice? What's the matter with you?
I recognize the voice.
Another one.
All right, next clip.
Suspect is in a motorcycle that is coming out of Franklin.
Come on.
No, I got it.
Okay, I want you 14th.
You can see the scene in your mind.
I want 7 on the north side to box him in. Okay, make it
Let's
quick.
See if we got one of the female lead. The one with beefy arms, Richie.
Yeah. No, and the guy, the first voice, this was his breakout, and he did a great
very
job.
Good.
Very good job.
Yeah. Have you ever killed anyone?
Yeah, but they were all bad.
Yeah, okay. But they were all bad.
800-510-8255. Hurry up if you want to win the prize. Meanwhile, Chucker has a review of what did well and what didn't do so well this weekend at the box office.
No surprise, dubbed the 7th Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Deadly Hallows, Part 1, $125 million in ticket sales, biggest weekend in the franchise history. This is the biggest franchise in the movie history, at least financially. The next installment will be released this June. The animated film Megamind placed second, $16 million, $109 in 3 weeks of release. Unstoppable with Denzel Washington, a very entertaining action film, dropped to a 49% week to week to place.
Wow, that's a good movie.
It's a very good movie, which is why I don't really buy the word of mouth theory. I think people decide what they're going to see well before it comes out. $41 million in 2 weeks of release. The budget, $100 million. It's going to have to do very well.
I guess I better go see it this weekend and boost up the...
Do that, Doug. Let's support action movies. I agree with that. Due date placed fourth, 9.1, $72 million in 3 weeks of release. And the next 3 days with Russell Crowe pretty much bombed at the box office, just $6.7 million.
Yeah, why? That looked like a pretty good movie, too.
It did. It got pretty good reviews, but for some reason people did not show up. I got a chance to see Morning Glory with Rachel McAdams. She was very good in the movie. I like her a lot, but the movie really aimed low. It's about a morning talk show.
Yeah. I want to go see that, too. Yeah. Roberta is in Boston. Hi, Roberta.
Good morning, Doug. How are you?
Nice. I'm very well, thank you. How about you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to hear from you. What's the name of the movie?
That is one of my favorites, True Lies, with
Arnold
Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right, Tom Arnold. All right, good. You get the prize, Roberta. Hold on a second. Make sure the prize doesn't go to Roberta.